Here at the Farm Progress Show in the Syngenta booth, I'm speaking with David Witherspoon, who is head of the Enogen business for Syngenta. Now, Enogen is something new, and it's for corn growers producing for ethanol specifically. So tell us what Enogen is and what are the benefits for corn growers and ethanol producers.
Absolutely. Enogen is a new product that we've just got to the market in the last year, and it is a corn that has an alpha amylase in it. And alpha amylase is one of the primary enzymes used in ethanol production. So when this corn goes to an ethanol plant, their enzymes are delivered in the corn to the ethanol plant. And what this does is it's an efficiency play. It helps them increase their alcohol production. And because it works on a broad pH and temperature range, they don't have to use as much ammonia or sulfuric acid or heat to adjust the temperature in the plant. So they get more alcohol and they use less energy. They use less natural gas. So it's a total efficiency play for the ethanol business.
How long did it take to develop this?
This has been in development for probably 15 or more years. We first of all had to identify the proper enzymes and modify the enzymes. Then we had to get the enzyme in the corn that's produced in the endosperm of the corn. Then we had to test it in ethanol plants. So it takes quite a while to get it to the market, but we're there. We have two ethanol plants signed as customers, and so we're very excited about it.
So this is really then the first year for this out in the field?
This is the first commercial year in the field. And we also have tested in one other ethanol plant. We anticipate will sign as commercial in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
So now the plants are actually contracting the growers to produce the corn with this trait in it, right?
That is correct. The ethanol plant will own the contract to the grower, and we will work out there and help facilitate that contract. And we put a full-time person in the field with each ethanol plant to make sure they understand the hybrids and how the contracts work. But we do it in concert with the ethanol plants that are signed as customers.
Okay. Well, we just happen to have one of those growers with us, right? And
absolutely.
And what is your name, sir, and where are you from?
My name is Mike Missman, and I'm from Woden, Iowa.
Tell me about your experience with Enogen.
Well, it's so far, we haven't had a chance to harvest any of it yet, so that part is coming. We're still excited about it. But initially, when I was approached as a seed dealer to offer to sell the product and also to grow it myself, I was a little skeptical because it sounded like a lot of hassle. But that part has been just a walk in the park. It's very, very simple program to follow. The stewardship rules are strict, but they're easy to follow.
Oh, well, tell me a little bit about those rules.
Initially, you need to plant a border strip around the field that has the Enogen in it of 30 foot. So for most guys, that'd be a 12-row, 30-inch planter or half of your 24-row planter. You can actually plant a 40-foot. I've got a 16-row, so you can go around there once. And once you're done with that border strip, you'd put your Enogen corn in and plant it. When you're finished planting that field, you just turn them back into the rows you planted of Enogen, and you clean your planter out, and you retain the bags of seed. If it's more than a half a bag, the company will take that seed back. If it's less than half a bag, you properly dispose of it, either through incineration or, like I carried a spade, if I'd had more than that, I would have buried it right there in the field. So you just don't want that seed to go into another field.
From what I understand, you have to plant a minimum amount, is that correct?
Yes, you have to plant a minimum amount of 80 acres.
Okay. So now you're contracting with an ethanol plant then prior to planting, correct?
This year we're contracted actually with Syngenta because the ethanol plants that we're dealing with are in our trial phase. So right now this is through Syngenta. But in the future it will be through an ethanol plant in our area.
Well, and have you talked to ethanol plants? Are they excited about this?
I was actually privileged to go to North Carolina when this first became kind of a talking point for us as a company, and they took us to the research facility where they're doing the research with Enogen, and there was three of us seed dealers, a couple of sales reps, and there was three ethanol plant managers. They had their attention.
Well, that's good. Now, didn't we go to have some ethanol plant tours here yesterday?
Yeah, we had our global corn team in. And we went and did an ethanol plant tour at Golden Grain in Mason City. And we're working with our global team because I really want the global group to understand the importance of the RFS. It actually has an international effect. You get these small farmers that grow corn mostly for themselves that sell a little bit. the past, they haven't made money in countries like Africa and those areas. But with the price of corn going up, ethanol has actually driven profitability worldwide in corn in places where it's not been profitable. So our RFS has had an international effect. So I wanted the international group from Brazil, Africa, Southeast Asia to understand how important that RFS is to farming, agriculture, and not only here but worldwide. You know, it gives us energy security in the U.S. We just don't depend on foreign oil like we used to from countries, quite honestly, that don't support us as worldwide. It also is a clean-burning fuel, which helps our air, clean air supply. And all these ethanol plants have become more and more efficient, and they've worked to reduce their carbon footprint. And I think most importantly, you look at local communities. It has benefited local communities tremendously. There's been about 100,000 jobs created in ethanol alone, another 300,000 that have been created indirectly. And I think the real good news is both our President Obama and Mitt Romney now have both endorsed ethanol for the RFS for the future. So that's good for farming. We still have our detractors out there, and we still got to work on that as a farming and ag community. But for ag overall, it's been a real positive.
So if a farmer wants to know more about Enogen, what should they do?
Contact your Syngenta seed dealer. He's going to be the front line. He's the first source of that information. He's not necessarily all Syngenta dealers can sell Enogen, but he'll know who to contact.
Can an ethanol plant do the same thing?
I don't know why they couldn't.
Yeah, and actually an ethanol plant, if you contact them, we've talked to a lot of them about Enogen. We have a lot of them that are going to trial in the future. They can do the same thing. But if your local seed dealer doesn't know about the product because it's not in their area yet, they can just contact Syngenta, and we will get them to the right people just through our customer service, and we can get them to the right people to make sure they understand about Enogen.
All right, very good. Well, thank you both here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.